We are joined now by the Education Minister, Jen Te Nere. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Craig.
We will come to those strikes in just a moment, but a question first about your former Cabinet colleague, Stuart Nash. Do you trust him?
Well, the issue itself is not really in my domain. This is what the Prime Minister has dealt with, and I support the Prime Minister and what he has said. But what I can say is that we do expect a level of trust around the Cabinet table. It is something that we uphold greatly, and I would expect everybody to keep the confidence of what is said in Cabinet.
Are you concerned that your conversations around that Cabinet table may have been leaked further afield?
I feel at this moment that the Prime Minister has dealt with this appropriately, and I'm happy with where we're at the moment and how the Prime Minister has dealt with this.
Does there need to be a wider investigation into Mr. Nash's correspondence with donors, for example?
That is up to the Prime Minister at this point in time.
Can you trust him, Stuart Nash, that is, to remain in the Labour caucus?
I believe that what the Prime Minister said last night is the best way forward, that he has given that that direction to Stuart and said to him to go away and think about his future. I think that is the right call to make.
You're happy then for him to stay in Labour?
I'm happy at this point in time, yes.
Moving to today's strike action. Are the teachers being reasonable?
Look, we have made good progress in bargaining since the last strike, and I heard your interview earlier with Chris, and I've been speaking with Chris earlier this week around where they feel bargaining is going to, and I know that he feels the same way, that we are making that progress. So from my perspective, it is disappointing that there is another strike so soon, rather than keeping those negotiations going. But look, more disruption is the last thing that anyone wants. And listening to those young people, like, their voice is really important in this as well.
Yes, this is strike number two. The union is threatening a lot more disruption to come. We've had students off school because of flooding, because of COVID-19. Do you think that now is a reasonable time to strike?
Look, I don't think any time is a reasonable time. Having said that, I uphold the values of industrial relations as well. And the teachers are highly valued, and we've got to make it work for them too, because they have been under a lot of pressure. It has been a really, really tough time for them. So it's about listening to them, and that's why I'm keeping my communications open with the PPTA as well, and both PPTA and NZEI, but PPTA in this particular process. Look, as I say, they've been under a lot of pressure. We're working really hard to see where we can ease that. We know that they've got some big claims on the table. We know that we need to get things right for them, but we can't get everything right in one bargaining round. It's a really tough economic environment, so
yes,
we need to be strategic as well.
Well, that tough economic environment, that is the point that the teachers are making, isn't it? They want a bump in line with inflation. Surely that is reasonable.
That's absolutely right. And while we've got the public service pay agreement that we're keeping as our framework around bargaining, and I can't go into that too much because I do not want to breach those good faith principles of bargaining, we are looking at other ways that we can work through that as well. So negotiations are still ongoing. There have been, since that last strike, there has been really positive progress. So I'm looking forward to the parties getting back to the table and that we can see more progress being made.
The point that the union makes, though, is that $6,000 lump sum payment is nowhere near a cost of living adjustment.
Chris did say in his interview this morning that there are other aspects around that as well, and that's also what we're working towards.
Well, he said that pay was critical.
Nothing is off the table at this point in time, so I'm not going to bargain over media, but what I can tell you is that nothing is off the table at this point in time.
Ultimately, though, it all comes back to money, doesn't it? I mean, even the concerns about staffing and retention, how is that solved? It's solved by making the job more desirable, and that is helped by increasing pay.
You know, no, it doesn't, actually. For the conversations that I've had with the union, and knowing my background as well, it doesn't all come back to that. There is also about easing workload. You heard the interview there with Vaughan, and what he was saying, workload is a big part of this as well, and we have to get that balance right. Money's not going to ease workload issues, so we have to make certain that
yes,
we're getting the balance right.
It does to a certain degree, because If there are workforce shortages, if there are not enough, you need more teachers in order to allow teachers more time off. And how do you increase and encourage more teachers into the workforce? By paying them more.
It's not only about that. And I think that there isn't a teacher around who will tell you that it's only about that. I think most teachers understand that it's both. I'm not saying that the money is not important. It absolutely is important. But we're also looking at how we can make the job more attractive in the workload area as well. To say that it's one without the other is disingenuous to those teachers. So, you know, I get this. I've been there. I get this. And that's what we're working on to make certain that we're getting the balance right.
Thank you for joining us this morning. That is the Education Minister, Jan Tinetti.